This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 has risen beyond 338,000, with approximately 96,000 deaths in the United States. The number of worldwide infections is more than 5.2 million and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. A large new study suggests that malaria drugs pushed by President Trump as treatments for the coronavirus not only do not help, but also are tied to a greater risk of death and heart rhythm problems. The report involved nearly 100,000 patients around the world. It was not a rigorous test of hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, but it is far the largest look at their use in real-world settings. Separately, preliminary results were published for a study of the experimental drug remdesivir. As previously announced, the drug shortened the time to recovery, 11 days on average versus 15 days for those just given usual care for COVID-19. Sorrento Therapeutics Incorporated has partnered with New York City's Mount Sinai Health System to develop an antibody cocktail to potentially treat or prevent COVID-19, with the aim of starting human trials in the third quarter. There are currently no treatments or vaccines approved for the coronavirus, and several drug makers have been rushing to develop new treatments or repurpose existing drugs to treat patients. Regeneron currently leads the effort to develop an antibody cocktail and has said its experimental therapy may be available for use as early as the end of summer as it ramps up the start for human trials in June. The collaboration with Mount Sinai gives Sorrento access to a pool of antibodies against COVID-19 from nearly 15,000 individuals screened by the hospital group. This is VOA News. A new surge of coronavirus infections is ravaging parts of Latin America. Mexico and Brazil have set records for cases and deaths in the world's most unequal region. The increases come as the pandemic's march slows in much of Europe and Asia and the United States. The surge in Latin America's two largest nations has fueled criticism of their presidents, who have slow-walked shutdowns in an exempt or an attempt to limit economic damage. Brazil reported more than 330,000 confirmed cases as of Friday, surpassing Russia to become the nation with the second highest number of infections, while the United States has more. The U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the mayor of Los Angeles warning that an extension of the coronavirus stay-at-home orders may be unlawful. The vague letter sent Friday from the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division said recent comments by Mayor Eric Garcetti suggest a prolonged shutdown may be arbitrary and heavy-handed. The letter comes as the federal government has sided with churches that want to resume services in the face of policies in many states that forbid such gatherings until the spread of the virus is under control. In South Korea, streams of personal data being used to fight the coronavirus, but that's proving controversial for those who may be concerned about their privacy as they are their health. Using mobile phone location data, credit card records, and CCTV, within an hour, they're able to track and trace people who they think may be infected. The fast response is well ahead of almost every other country trying to contain the disease. The system was introduced in March, effectively removing barriers to sharing information between several authorities. Chinese mainland intelligence agencies could set up bases in Hong Kong, raising fears of direct law enforcement and what U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called a death knell for the city's autonomy. Communist Party rulers unveiled more details about their proposed national security laws for the semi-autonomous city on Friday. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam said her government will fully cooperate with the Chinese parliament to safeguard national security. She said the proposed plan would not affect rights, freedoms, or judicial independence in the city, but the pro-democracy activists and politicians in the former British colony do not agree. They have for years opposed such legislation, arguing it could erode its autonomy, guaranteed under the One Country, Two Systems Agreement set out when Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.